Hello and welcome to Parade of Dicks. I am your host, the Dick Finder General, Lucy Buttons.
Yeah.
I'm here with my co-producer, John L.
What up?
And we have our frequent guest, Allegra Spread.
Hi.
Welcome back, girl.
Good to be back.
You have been busy because you moved, right?
I did.
How's your new drag lair?
My lair is amazing. It got some deep cleaning because, bless his soul, it wasn't cleaned for a long time before it was inhabited by me.
You had dirty carpets.
They were very, very dirty. And that's not a euphemism.
You cleaned carpets.
So one of the things now with my squirrel friend is just saying the word wet carpet just because the carpets were cleaned.
Ah.
Yep.
Nice. And you have mirrors everywhere.
So many
Wait,
mirrors.
Wait, you gave up on the pubic? I'm a little sad about that.
What do you mean?
You worked so hard to grow it and figure it
Wait,
out.
Wait, what happened? What happened? I missed this conversation.
That's where you went with it.
No, it was basically like when this kid came to clean my carpets. And he was super
this kid came to clean my carpet.
He was this Russian kid called Alexei. He was very eager and very determined to get this done very quickly. And he paused right in the middle of the job. And he stands up and his like hair, which is like shoulder length, and his whole body is like dripping with sweat. And he was like, I am wetter than the carpet. And I... I had to control myself, and the carpet was wet for a couple of days, and I was
because you were so turned on by how wet he was.
Absolutely not. He was lovely, but totally not my type. And I just remember saying I was talking about. I must have mentioned wet carpet a bunch of times when I was messaging my school friend, and she kept just being like, "Say wet carpet again." And I was like, "Wet carpet." Now it's just a thing that I just say wet carpet. It's just.
But now your carpet's bone dry.
Absolutely.
Wait.
Sad face.
Just clean carpet and now it's dry?
After they clean it, it has to dry.
Because it's with the steam.
I wasn't going anywhere anyways. All right.
Anyway.
I feel like you don't know how wet carpets work.
The lair is good. There's lots of mirrors. I can constantly see myself. I can constantly creep on my...
On yourself?
On myself and others. It's
Do you
great.
Watch yourself masturbate now?
Oh, no. I'm not at that level.
Do you know that's a thing that some women do
it's
with a mirror?
It's absolutely a thing that people do.
Do men do it?
My best
no,
friend
definitely
back in
Australia
not. Does that. She used to. She had a whole panel mirror next
Is
to her bed.
Is she a lesbian?
She has been. She's a has-been. She's a has-been. Okay. So she has been. Yeah. She used to have sex with her. She's listening. She's a listener. Jesus. So I've just remembered that as I'm talking
just
about
Just don't
her.
Say her story.
Or no, her name, no, 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 I mean. Like she, don't say her name. Yeah, I wouldn't. I just said my best friend. Anyway, so she would have sex with her partner and they would watch them. They would both, like, I don't know, they would just...
Oh, I love watching in mirrors, yeah. But with yeah, someone, she, not by myself.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, that motels will have that ceiling mirror.
But I had asked her, I remember, it wasn't a ceiling mirror, it was a panel mm-hmm. next to the bed. And I was like, how have you not shattered this already with the kind of sex you have? And I also asked her, I'm like, do you also watch yourself going to town? And she's like, well, sometimes, I don't know. Like, she seemed kind of nonplussed about watching herself get off. But you know,
okay.
Well, Lucy and I picked up a mirror getting coffee last
I
weekend.
Didn't.
I picked
oh.
up a mirror.
Don't try to say that I was junk picking.
Who's
shit.
Fancy?
I picked.
You're
gonna
Who's
ruin
fancy
my
trash.
Rep.
Was that? I love picking fancy trash. That's yeah. my shit.
Well, y'all can enjoy your trash then.
I cleaned it.
I am.
Now
trash.
I have a mirror.
I just it looks cute.
You had that mirror.
No, but this mirror is better.
Yeah, that's okay. bigger.
More mirrors is good. You can also use it to shoot with, for like huh. fancy mirror stuff.
Yeah, and I just There's wanted a another mirror when I, because now I actually have to look at myself in the mirror.
And now you can watch yourself masturbate.
No, I'm definitely not.
I dare you to do it.
Hells no. Even I was like, ew, bro, chill.
Men masturbating is pretty fucking gross, though.
It is.
I'm just really not into it. They look like they're like,
They always look like they're going to vomit.
And
like
they hunch
face.
Over so much, like you think they're going to like fall over.
Or they're crying.
I thought you were going to put that on airplane mode.
It was.
You're fired.
You are the worst producer ever.
He said he couldn't put it on silent because of the
Do we even need it anymore?
No, it's off now.
Okay. I'm going to take away the phones next time again if it's a problem.
We should put them on a pile on top of each other and the person who takes their phone first has to buy dinner next time.
I took them away that
it
one
It will be
time.
Janelle. And then we'll get free dinner.
That's because you'll just wait it out, though.
Yeah, duh, I went for dinner. Dollars and cents, girl.
Okay, so our dick disqualifier this week is someone who is inconsiderate.
Ooh.
I have no time for it, and I've been thinking about it a lot, like on the train. Just in general, I get really frustrated with inconsiderate people, so I can't date someone like that. There was someone, for instance, today at the laundromat who, like, had her, it was a female, which I did find more offensive. I just did. But she was like completely spread out, like legs, the east and west, and fully extended. And
on a table?
On the chair. There's like three little chairs. She was in the middle one.
I remember
she was completely stretched out. And then there was her shit on the chair next to her. And then she was turned to, so her shit was on the chair to the left, and she was turned towards the chair on the right. So she took up three chairs. Like, you're just an inconsiderate person, and I hate you. But sometimes men do that on the train.
Hashtag manspreading.
Yeah, or they'll like push quick to get on and get a seat before the ladies. Like someone who doesn't, you know, hold the door or doesn't occasionally, especially with my bag, I schlep all that stuff for shows. Like, I want someone who will occasionally take a bag and not be a dick about it. Like, I was thinking about my luggage. If a guy didn't try to help me with my luggage, he's dead to me.
Huh.
Disqualified.
A little chivalry. Is welcome.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want him to carry my handbag, but like, maybe.
It's not so much about chivalry, Jonelle. It's more about like, if you're taking up, if you can see yourself taking up space and you feel terrible about taking up too much space than what you feel like you already should be, you're being considerate in trying to make yourself smaller when you keep your luggage between your legs so it doesn't roll around everywhere. You're being considerate when you pile all your own shit on top of yourself. But not everybody does that because they're not.
Or you take off your backpack in a pack train.
When you put on headphones, someone who plays something out loud on the train, I'm never having sex with that person. Like, that's just
no one should.
No one should. And I think we talked about that last time, but it's just something that, you know, I can't deal with someone inconsiderate.
What other forms of, because inconsideration or being inconsiderate is easy to see once you're already involved, though.
Well, like if you go to dinner and, you know, there's always that one piece of the appetizer left and nobody takes it, and you kind of look at it and everyone's like, no, you have it. No, you have it. No, you have it. That's a pretty good way of knowing. Mm.
That's a cute indicator. And also like.
But I get mad when the waiter goes to take it. I'm like, I smack their hand. Like, it's mine.
We're not
one of us is eating that.
Yet.
We're not done fighting and offering it to each other at the same time.
I will lick this fucking plate.
In the Philippines, it's a thing. The last piece. Nobody would eat the last piece.
Is that a faux pas? Is that like
in
a
the, it's
a
just
thing?
A thing in the Philippines, like, because
you're also respectful.
Very respectful. So like that last piece, nobody would ever dare touch it unless somebody would force it upon you. Like usually the cook or the person that bought the dinner will be like, oh, here, you take this. But if it's just like a big gathering and you have like 15 drumsticks, 14 will be eaten, and then there's always one left. The lonely one.
For the dog.
Another reason I hate tapas.
Tapas are best.
Small foods.
Small foods with high prices, and I'm still fucking
variety.
Hungry afterwards. And it's on this tiny ass table. I need 100 plates in order to feel full.
Yes.
You could have a whole episode just on how much you hate tapas. Every time you talk about it, you get so wild. So your face is red.
I love tapas.
Horns come out. It's fucking hysterical.
You can have octopus and then some bacon and some
can't
mushrooms.
Eat that. No thanks.
Getting back to the topic, another way you can really.
I kind of want to talk about tapas now.
I'm going to shut it down for 5 seconds. You can go back to it.
Okay.
We can talk about this in 5 seconds. One other way that you can really tell if somebody's considered or not is even in the organizing of a date.
Whether, absolutely.
Whether the proximity is going to be way out of your way and they're like, well, I mean, for convenience and consideration actually do sometimes go together. Because if you're willing to schlep all the way 2 hours, for example, for me to Staten Island, like I'll always make the trip at least once out of the however many times, but I don't have a car. So,
good.
You know,
that's different.
But because I'm considerate, I will still make an effort to try when I can to make the trip, or we'll always meet somewhere more central so that
first
either party
always
is not.
Oh, you're such a fucking liar. You always try to do it in your neighborhood.
No. See, that's the thing. You never listen to me when
doesn't.
I talk about my dates.
I do too.
His first dates are kind of like.
It's always midway.
Yeah.
Or closer to them, but I give them a list of places that are all over, sprinkled. Never in Queens, though, because
sprinkled.
I'm bad with Queens. So, but I have a couple of Manhattan places. I got a couple of Park Slope places and a couple of like Ditmas Park places, only because those are the places that I know. But I always ask, what area do you hang out with? Do you have a spot that you want to go to? Or here's my, you know, here's some suggestions.
Okay. That's good, Janelle. Yeah. I'm happy
locale?
To...
What is your preferred locale? What is your preferred dining experience? Yeah.
Where is your area of expertise?
It's and some people are like, I don't know. Like, anywhere. You pick anywhere.
Whatever.
No, I do that. Yeah.
I know.
I know you both did it with your mocking voice, but I do that because I want to see what neighborhood they like. I want to see what they think is a proper first date or second date or third date or whatever.
But they're considering you when they're picking that also. True. They consider your dietary requirements. Yep. That's considerate too. Like, I brought you this gluten-free cookie because I thought you might be hungry. Isn't that considerate?
Yeah.
I brought you a snack.
But even just if they ask, like, do you have any dietary restrictions? I'm like, oh my God, this could work out.
That's consideration right there. That's asking if, do you have any dietary requirements that I should know about? Do you have any allergies?
Yeah.
Yep.
What if they have a pet that, you know, you might be going to their place, and I know you have stuff about pets and stuff. So, like, if they don't tell you they have a pet and it's like, surprise, it's here everywhere. Bleh.
Well, like, I guess I wouldn't care because I'm not allergic, but if I was allergic, that would be a big thing.
It's considerate to mention the pet before you're there.
Absolutely. But speaking of, especially for house guests, speaking of, like, they're considering me when they choose the place. Do you remember that horrible guy that I went out with back in January? One date, he was the other married guy. He wasn't actually married, but he was like, he had been married twice and he had all these kids and none of that was on his Bumble profile.
The guy with the
and
kids,
I was so
that's
upset.
What I remember him being.
And he had Googled me, but he didn't confront me with any of that until after the date. The place he took me was a shithole. And I literally, I couldn't believe where we were.
I remember you being so mad.
There was vinyl flaps on the outside. It was some margarita bar in Chelsea. And there were vinyl flaps that you had to walk through, like you're going in a cooler for
or
the date.
Are we going to a butchery? Are you going to murder me, sir?
Yeah. And bright lights and dingy carpet. And it was just weird. And we were supposed to go for drinks. And then he, like, ate dinner. And I just refused to eat dinner because, A, I don't eat in places usually like that unless it's been recommended to
me. Or Freddy's.
What about Freddy's?
Freddy's is like the only dive bar I think that you probably would be totally fine to eat at. But it's not so divey.
Yeah, it's
clean.
Not really divey.
It's technically, it's a dive bar. It's a classic dive bar.
Oh, I like it.
Shout out Freddy's. You can always sponsor us whenever you want.
I want to go back and do comedy there.
It's a good spot.
We'll see.
But it was just so gross. And I literally said to him, why are we here? And he told me that he kind of vets his dates by taking them some shitty place, and then if it lasts past that, then they go someplace else.
That's
and I looked
shitty.
At him and I was like, I'm only having the one drink. I didn't say I was going to spend the evening with you. And I think that's it's shitty. It's a terrible way to treat someone.
Yep.
They got dressed up or whatever they did, and you got dressed up or whatever you do, and like, show up to a place, whatever you think is a normal place, because it's the first and probably the only impression if you take someone someplace final flaps. Unless it's a speakeasy, then it could be cool. Some
but
hipster
it's more
shit.
Or less like, thanks for wasting my time, you inconsiderate asshole.
Absolutely.
There's a good middle ground.
And you're hungry too. Ugh, hangry.
I wasn't hungry, and I refused to eat because I thought it was rude. Don't invite me for drinks, and then
you
really
eat.
Be expecting to have dinner. Mm-hmm. Maybe after you have a couple drinks, be like, hey, do you want to have dinner? Like, since we're having such a good time, not right away, not at the shithole. He was like, we can have something to eat here, and then we'll go to someplace nice. And I'm like, why would I want to drink or eat at a shitty place before let's go to the nice place
right
and then
why are we at the shit place still?
I was very insulted.
But you both always advise me to not go overboard the first date though.
No, I don't, because
so
then you'll
do so that I think the general idea is like the first, especially the first time meeting a person, keep it above board. Don't throw them in a place that might be considered extremely an acquired taste. Could go in a generic or fairly better than average place for a drink and then see from there.
I'm like totally the opposite to you folks in terms of like the kind of first dates you have, because my first dates are always real random and like activity based things. Like I had a first date in a dog park once. Like this guy came when I walked my dogs in the dog park and we.
Yeah, shit is not a part of a first date for me.
He was totally into it. Like he didn't pick up the shit and eat it, but we had a good time. We just talked for a few hours and then he came back to my spot after, and then we had an actual proper like dinner and movie kind of date later on, because it was mine is a my vetting process rather than dinner and drinks, because I'm sober and I'm also poor, is getting to know you in a fun and casual setting. Like the first date that I had with my squirrel friend was here, and we watched The Shining. And it was great. because we just fucked about and just made fun of it the whole time. I love Stephen King.
Yeah, he's the best. Need to watch It soon.
You got it.
Yeah, but I'm free. That's it's good for you because you have the option of or you kind of have the option where you want to establish that first meeting. I'm a dude. I'm a regular guy. I can't just like, hey, come into my apartment and let's watch a movie. It needs to be.
No, yeah, I understand that. Mm-hmm. It's
queer
it's a
context
little,
is a little different.
It is
different.
Totally different for sure. Yeah, I mean, I've had other times when I've been like, oh, hey, like, want to go to Prospect Park and just like hang out and watch the Swans or whatever. Like, I mean, I'm all about that cheap and cheerful activity based first date life to vet new people.
I'm okay with that, but I definitely wouldn't go to someone's house.
And if it was going well, then we would go. For example, like when I had my Prospect Park date, we're like, oh yeah, do you want to go get dinner? And then we found a place in the local area that we both hadn't been to, but had heard good things about. And we had a really awesome dinner. And yeah, never heard from them again, but it was a great date.
Okay.
I'm scaling back. I'm going to try this. Let's go for a few drinks first and then dinner on the second date thing.
You are? Because your budget.
No,
you're trying to save for a house now.
He's broke.
I've been watching a lot of Property Brothers.
You want to invest?
I know about crown molding now, bay windows, open floor plan.
Did Whiskey enjoy your marathon?
She loved it. She actually loves Drew more than Jonathan. They're the twins.
I don't know who those people are.
I think you need to not talk about your cat like that if you ever want to date again.
One day.
Unless they really love property TV shows and cats. In which case, maybe you should run away.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so today I thought we would talk about coming.
Okay.
How's where? That sound?
Where?
You don't need to ask where, Janelle.
Well, you should always ask where.
You should, but not with the two of us.
Oh, yeah, nope.
That should be when, and it should be long after we've left.
Mm.
But have either of you know, so we were told we didn't talk enough about sex, right?
Yep.
And I love talking about sex. I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Parade of Dicks, and we constantly talk about sex, but we're not talking enough about sex itself?
Yeah. I think we're talking about the we're very negative people, so we talk about the misery part of the...
Which is what I want to talk about. So okay. Who...
Bring it on.
I want to know if either of you have slept with someone that you were not able to get off. And yes. Then I want to hear your story. So go ahead. You said the fastest yes, Allegra.
Well, I mean, this was it's interesting because the two guys that I've had situations where I couldn't get them off at that time, I had made it a personal challenge to get them off as soon after that in the next, you know, meetup or whatever else possible, because I felt personally like quite upset for them.
You were personally attacked. Your ego was attacked.
It's not even that. Like, my pleasure comes from other people's pleasure. So it was kind of, it was really upsetting for me that they had something going on. One person, they had some like depressive kind of internal mental chatter that was interrupting their headspace. Ironic considering I was giving them a blowjob, and they just kept getting distracted, and they were like, look, I'm really, really sorry. It's just not going to happen. Like, we tried lots of different things, tried all different positions, tried all different shit. And they were just like, it's just not, look, it's fine. And I was just like, I immediately was kind of like, is it me? Am I gross? Am I terrible? Or is it just your mental shit getting in the way? Like, and had a conversation about it, but I was like, all right, like, you're going to get destroyed next time. Like, I mean, but it's.
And did you?
Oh, yeah.
So, but did you feel in between then? Did you feel gross or
my
not
brain went on
or?
A total tangent.
Like what? Tell us about it.
Is it my body that you're repulsed by? Am I not enough that you can't be, the attention can't be kept for long enough to get to that place where you, or do you not, is the technique something that I need to keep working on? Because sucking dick, it was something that I never really enjoyed doing, but I, you know, got myself learned enough that I never had a bad report about it or whatever, and people were really enjoying it. So I mm-hmm. enjoyed their enjoyment of
okay.
it. I physically hated doing it, but I would
we
do
know.
It because the dick hatred, but just because I just didn't like it.
And for years you refused to do it too.
And for years I did refuse to do it very vehemently. And it was actually a vetting process for me if I told people that, hi, I want to date you, but I will never suck your dick. Then they would say yay or nay, but I also didn't expect to receive in that. Anyway, getting off topic.
What about during intercourse, penetrative intercourse?
Yeah.
And what about with a woman or a trans person?
I've never not been able to get someone off that has had a vagina.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's obviously, I've figured out more of my specialties.
Diving in the pink oceans.
Yeah, not even that necessarily, like a mixture of things.
We did talk about cleaning carpets.
And also, I'm wheezing, Jesus. Yeah. Also, I mean, guess, like I said, had the really great report on using the strap-on when I was using it and whatever. So, I mean, yeah, I've never had that experience.
Oh, you made them come with the strap-on.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean, like, and one thing that I find a personal pleasure in is, like, I mean, I like to be challenged in all areas of my life. And so the other day, I was like, okay, so I have to go to work by 8 o'clock, and I work, and I live quite close to my place of work. So I was like, well, look, I'm going to time it so we can either, I want to, you know, a challenge. So I'm going to see if I can get you there before the alarm goes off.
And how much time did you give yourself?
10 minutes. And okay. I've done this before with other partners, and they've kind of been like, because I've got somewhere to be. Like, we have 10 minutes, timer, go.
Absolutely.
But the first time I was talking to my friend about it, who's also like a drag and burlesque performer, she was like, whoa, isn't that like a lot of pressure? I'm like, no, not if both people understand. You can, in the first 30 seconds, forget the timer's on. Hit the climax as the alarm was going off. And I was like, work, time to go to work. So, like, you know.
And you said during intercourse you had someone that you couldn't get off.
Yeah, I think he had whiskey dick, and he'd been drinking and kept getting flaccid and was getting really frustrated. And I was really trying everything to try and get it back on. And it just wasn't happening. And I was like, it's all good. Just jump in the shower. And I guess.
And in either of those cases with the men, did they get you off?
No.
They didn't even try.
Oh, absolutely not.
That sounds about right. I mean, it's wrong
for me, but it specifically sounds accurate. Absolutely accurate. Yeah. And it's very frustrating because as much as my pleasure very much is in other folks' pleasure, I also very much like to be pleasured. So
absolutely.
Like, oh, okay. So I understand you're having a shitty time, but I'm also now having a shitty time. So could you make it better and put your tongue in my...
just or anything.
Or just try.
Why is that, Jonelle? Why do people do that? Because all the time I've had... issues.
You have to be miserable too? Is it misery loves company? Is that what it is, do you think?
Are my priority, my needs are less of a priority? Like, what is the problem?
I mean,
get down there. I don't care. So we had a question about erectile dysfunction. Mm-hmm. We will get into that at some point. But mm-hmm. like, I don't care if you have whiskey dick. That has nothing to do. You have whiskey tongue? You can fall asleep down there. Just fucking get to it.
The misconception is like we watch on TV, everybody get drunk and they go like, mad passionate sex. Most of the time, if you're really, really drunk,
impotence,
you're flaccid, you're dizzy, you're about to puke. So there's a lot of physical reasons why a person wouldn't want to do any physical activity.
Yeah, you don't want to barf on your partner.
True, but
I know someone who's been his dick was barfed on, yeah, and she kept blowing him, and they just laughed about it, and he still got off.
Works. Great. Works.
As long as they were happy, right? But, you know, sometimes physical things impede you from trying to give intimate pleasure to other people.
You're going to vomit on her vagina is what you're saying.
Sometimes. But I'm...
chicken wings.
Yeah, I'm also not going to hide...
It's coming up.
But I'm also not going to hide behind...
You know what? The physical. You can move to the side, puke in a bucket, and continue. I'm good with that.
That's
called a tactical puke. People do that before they go party. Yeah. You should do that before you get back in there.
You could call a timeout, go to the bathroom real quick, purge, and
absolutely.
Then come back.
Right.
But I think
I've done a tactical to like get back to having sex. And they were like, are you okay? I'm like, oh, I just puked. We're good.
Just do doggy style then. Just get behind me. And then you don't have to smell the vomit breath. Just keep going.
That's exactly what happened.
Mouthwash and whatnot. But most guys are just dicks too. They think that they are the number one person.
I think society teaches us that.
That's true.
It's learned. Because
it doesn't count as like completed sex
until that guy
comes. But the woman can never come and it's still like, oh, you still had sex. And I had to explain that to someone. I'm like, I don't feel fully fucked. Like,
fun fact, you know, female human species are one of the only ones that can have a fucking orgasm.
So it's
super shitty. They're like not even trying. We're the one fucking species that can actually do that. And they're like, I'm not going to try.
You mean because we're given something just for pleasure? That's what you mean? The one species?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, there was a, I think we
yeah, I phrased that wrong. Yeah.
Just want to make sure we're clear.
Yeah. You get it.
We touched on this topic, I think, a few, or maybe a month ago about, you know, how unfair it is physiologically that a man's peak is 18, a woman's peak is over 30. And then you hit the nail on the head. Why is sex considered, or like generally considered, not complete if the guy doesn't come? And then it's not on the other way. So
which is also not good for the men that have erectile dysfunction, because yeah. I have dated a couple people that sometimes, like, they had physical health issues long before me, and I didn't take it personally. And I have dated some older guys, and unfortunately, that just comes with it sometimes, yeah. Or rather, doesn't.
Wah, wah.
But
that's the thing.
But they sometimes just couldn't, and they still enjoyed it. Or one guy would, like, he would come, but nothing would come out. Mm. It was like dust cum, and that was just. It was that old and dusty and left. Yeah, just dust came out. But so the thing is, but it didn't mean that he didn't enjoy it. It's just how his body works. And so if you make men feel like if they don't come, then they're less of a man, that's counterproductive too.
For them,
and it doesn't create intimacy and closeness, which is really what sex is supposed to be about.